Welcome to the Kensington Police Protection and Community Services District Board of Directors meeting. It is Thursday, September 13th, 2018. I will now take roll. Director Sutter?
Here.
Vice President Toley?
Here.
Director Debbie?
Here.
Director Welch?
Here.
And Board President Rochelle Sherrist-Watt, and we welcome you. Thank you for coming. We will now take public comments on items not appearing on the agenda.
Good evening, directors and ladies and gentlemen. The reason for my appearance here this evening is that I would like to ask that the board reconsider its implementation of the reorganization of the administrative portion of the study that was done pertaining to the police department. As I wrote to you, it seems to me a classic case of putting the cart before the horse. We haven't even had the wrap-up on Matrix. We don't know what the contours are of any contracting out, what services might be encompassed in that. And it seems to me just wholly wasteful to do that in advance of those things taking place. So I'd like to ask, not that you reject what you've already accepted, which is the report of Bob Dice, which was written as a fair report, as far as I can tell, pursuant to his charge, but rather that you retract the implementation aspect of that, hold it in abeyance until there's a determination on the ultimate contours of the department. It may take you re-agendizing it. I'm not sure it's something your council isn't here this evening, or at least not yet, so it may be something you want to discuss with council as to the manner of doing that. But I would urge you to recall the implementation aspect of the very unpopular action which was taken at the last meeting, and I do apologize for missing that one. I was unfortunately pre-scheduled. Thank you. Thank you.
Further comments?
Good evening, Jim Watt. Usually when I would come to these meetings, I would talk about budget issues, but for about a year now, it was, I guess, a decision that we would not include the budget in the package that comes out for these meetings. But there is a budget information that you can find online, and I just wanted to bring you up to date on some of those things, because I think it's important that you're familiar with where we're at on some of these things. The best guess that we have, and I'm still waiting for some information, Tony's aware of this, and I've asked for it through Bill Zanoni. The best information that we appear to have right now is that we have about $1,350,000 of available funds that we can use for purposes going forward, such as redoing this this building here. Of course, some of the money has already been set aside for this, but we're probably going to have to take additional monies out of the $1,350,000. In fact, it's estimated that we'll have to take about $350,000 out to meet the estimated cost to do this building, thereby bringing us down to an available balance of $1 million. And in our, as you know, I'm on the finance committee, we agreed that we would try to maintain a balance that's 25% of our annual cash and or budget revenue and expenditures. That would be about $800,000. So if we get down to $1 million, we have about $200,000 left to work on. So I just wanted to point that out just so everybody remembers what our financial situation is. It's also true that the budget that was adopted for this coming year was rather optimistic in terms of the manpower that we were going to have on our police force, and you should be aware that over the first 2 months of this year, we are running at a salary expenditure basis that will bring us in about $250,000 if we continue at this rate, below what we had budgeted. We had budgeted $950,000 for the year, and we're currently running at a rate of about $700,000. On the other hand, our expenditures for overtime are running well over what we had projected. We had projected $75,000, and we're currently running at about $175,000 of overtime costs. So you just need to be aware that, that those two costs are coming along. The other thing that I wanted to point out is that I think that it would be helpful if, in fact, we could have an opportunity to talk about this in future meetings. And I don't know why it was that this was removed from the budget, but I think it's important just to kind of keep everybody informed as to where we are on some of these critical cost items. That's pretty much all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, if there are no further public comments, we'll now move on to board comments.
I have a bit of an update on the status of the community center renovation project. The county required us to go before the Kensington Municipal Advisory Council, KMAC, related to our land, our permitted use of the community center. So the KMAC considered the project, I believe, on July 31st, and then made a positive recommendation to the county planning division to approve the project, the permit for the project, and the county did so on August 20th. There was a 10-day appeal period, which ended August 31st, and so the county has cleared us to go forward.